With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No big surprise in the government's newly released inflation report. Soaring energy prices tied to the Iran war led to the largest surge of inflation in 4 years in March. President Trump complains that Iran not holding up its end of the deal when it comes to allowing ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway remains under control of the Iranian military. Security super tight in the Pakistani capital ahead of tomorrow's high-stakes U.S.-Iran peace talks.
Pakistan has imposed sweeping security measures across Islamabad ahead of crucial talks between the United States and Iran scheduled for this weekend, with authorities placing the capital on high alert amid heightened diplomatic sensitivity. A 3-kilometer radius surrounding the Serena Hotel in Islamabad has been sealed off, with all access routes blocked as both the U.S. and Iranian delegations are expected to stay there during the negotiations. Officials said the arrangements go beyond standard protocols for high-profile visits, with enhanced airspace surveillance and emergency response teams placed on standby. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Iran threatens to call off the negotiations if Israel keeps attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu expects to talk with the Lebanese leadership next week. First Lady Melania Trump says she had no ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein nor any knowledge of his crimes.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect.
The First Lady at a White House news conference. The Artemis II astronauts homeward bound, scheduled to splash down in the Pacific off Southern California tonight, shortly after 8 o'clock Eastern. On Wall Street, Dow futures 39 points higher. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has been busy.
The largest abortion business in the U.S. has released its 2024-25 annual report, and it reveals it carried out about 435,000 abortions. The organization says it also handed out $3.7 million to women to, quote, overcome obstacles to abortion care. It's not clear exactly how many abortion pills Planned Parenthood has dispensed lately, but a majority of America's abortions are now carried out by a medication rather than surgery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Worshippers are being allowed to pray again at Jerusalem's holy sites after Israel lifted security restrictions it imposed on large public gatherings during the war with Iran. Access had been prohibited altogether or restricted to a few dozen faithful at a time at Christian, Jewish, and Muslim sites during the now-paused conflict, when missile attacks from Iran often sent Jerusalem residents into shelters. This is SRN News. The reigning Green Jacket winner is on top after one round at Augusta National.
Rory McIlroy has picked up where he left off at the Masters. The defending champion at Augusta National celebrated with his best Masters start in 15 years to share a two-stroke lead with Sam Burns after an opening 67. McIlroy recorded 5 birdies in an 8-hole stretch and 6 total. Burns played the par 5s in 5 under par for his best Masters score. Patrick Reed, Jason Day, and Kurt Kitayama were 2 back in a tie for 3rd. World number 1 Scottie Scheffler was 3 back in a tie for 6th. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Federal judge has ruled the Department of War is violating his recent order to restore reporters' access to the Pentagon. Earlier this month, the judge ruled the Pentagon's new credential policy violates journalists' constitutional rights to free speech, due process. More details, SRNNews.com.